Fear ye not, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is ready to remove every affliction in your life. Just put your trust in the Lord. He is ready to save. For joy comes in the morning, my brother, I say, tomorrow will be better. My Bible makes me to understand, though, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, from verse 1 to the end, that there is no problem my God cannot solve. Hey, I say, tomorrow will be better. That children of Israel were held in captivity, suffering and crying for help for 40 good years. When do you come the face where you see us big problem? Just put your trust in God. No problem it cannot solve. I say, tomorrow will be better. Hey, tomorrow will be better. No matter your situation, no.
Tomorrow will be better.
No matter what you are facing today,
tomorrow will be better.
When it was time for God to release the children of Israel, he spoke to Moses. He commanded him. He said, today I will let my people go. I will take them to the land I promised them. But I will hide in the heart of Pharaoh if he don't want them to go. Because I want to glorify my name through his decision. Every situation you are facing today, believe me, the name of the Lord must be glorified. No matter the situation you are facing today, just be calm. I know tomorrow will be better. As the Israelites were moving away from the land of Egypt, Pharaoh began to pursue them. As the Israelites saw the Egyptians coming, no, they were shouting and murmuring and complaining. They called Moses so many different names that day. Some call him Mr. Obasabi, where do you come they do? Some call and say Mr. Atuno, where do you come they do? Shame, now only you they hear from God, now only you they see God. It is better for you to leave us in the land of Egypt. It's better for us to die in the wilderness, suffering in pain. So any level where you dey today, where you dey see as big level. You can't get feel on top of the world, say now you dey there. Believe me, you never reach any place at all. The promise of God for your life is more than where you think you are. Stop settling for less, because tomorrow will be better. Hey, tomorrow will be better, tomorrow will be greater. If you believe, come and put your trust in the Lord. Oh, I say, tomorrow will be better. No matter your situation, oh,
tomorrow will be better.
No matter what you're facing today,
tomorrow will be
brighter, tomorrow will be greater. Come on, put your trust in the Lord. And Moses said to the children of Israel, fear not, and be still, I saw the salvation of the Lord coming to your way. He will show himself to you today. Say, he be God and our Savior. Those Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more, because the Lord your God will surely fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You will see them no more. Every bad situation you are facing today, my brother, my sister, you unshakable changer is around you. Come on, put your trust in him, you will see them no more. Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord said unto Moses, I am beside you to wipe all your tears away. The solution to this problem is in your hand. It is only for you to obey me. I will give you my commandment, you must obey me. Everything I say you do, come on, you must do. Lift up the rod and stretch it to the water. Immediately the sea will part and my children will go. No matter your situation, oh, no matter what you're facing today, I say no matter your condition, come on, put your trust in the Lord, oh. Any situation you are facing today, the Lord will make a way for you, because he is beside you to fight your battle. At the same time, Pharaoh said, I will never let them go. He began to pursue them. He entered into the water with them. He said, there no go-go for everyone listening to me. I said, today, behold, end has come to the problem of your life. Every antagonist in your life, they must fall and die. Every problem you are facing must live your life today. And the Lord said unto Moses, come on, strike the rod again. Straight to the water and the sea will flow. So you will see the end of Pharaoh and his chariot today. All the problems in your life, you will see them no more. Every situation you are facing today that is making you to cry, oh, in the name of the Lord, oh, you will see them no more. In the name of Jesus,
you will see them no more.
I say in the name of Jesus,
you will see them no
every financial stagnancy, oh, every situation of barrenness, every sickness in your life, in the name of Jesus, every promotion denier, my brother, oh,
you will see them no more.
Of Israel, and they bow down and worship him, the living God. That current situation you are facing today is the end in praise. Just believe, oh, and begin to pray. He will answer you, call unto the Lord, he will answer you. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2, now so he tells me. He said the hand of the Lord is not too short that he cannot stay. Neither is it too heavy that will not hear your cry. But your sin separated you from your God today. That is why he's sending his grace from you to help you. No sinners can dwell in sins and seek for God's grace. Repent today and seek for the face of God, he will answer you. Surely, if you believe and repent from all your sins, oh, I say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be brighter, fresher and greater, I say. Hey, I know.
Tomorrow will be better.
No matter your situation, oh.
Tomorrow will be better.
No matter your situation, oh.
Tomorrow will be better.
The problem in your life today,
hey,
I say in the name of Jesus, you will see them no more. Come on, come on, put your trust in the Lord. Come on, rely on God. There is no man on earth that can help you. It's only the God Almighty that can save you from every affliction. Tomorrow, tomorrow will be better. I have a word for you. That one with God is the majority. Come on, put your trust in the Lord. He's ready to save you.